sorry, excuse me. As we talked, Smitty, you said I've been around him too much, and I have. I was in his office yesterday filming UPS logistics of the game, and I said, "Coach, we've won the turnover battle the past 2 weeks, haven't we?" And I said, and he said, "Matt, you're learning." He said, "When you win the turnover battle, and you play smart with and not get penalized," which he said we kind of did last week. He said there were some things he wasn't happy about on that route. He said, "But we've won the turnover battle the past 2 weeks, and look what happened." He said, "If you win the turnover battle, you're automatically about to win the game 80% of the time." And then you mentioned the Browns are a ball hawking team. Taking care of the ball is the most important thing for this game. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And even Roddy said it last week when he had his big game. He said the offense still isn't doing enough. So when we take care of the ball, when our defense turns the ball over, gets the ball back into our hands, we have to do something with it. And I know that's something they're focused on in the film room and on the practice field this week, is executing on early first, second downs, not having third and longs, and trying to make more of an offensive effort to put the ball in the end zone rather than splitting the uprights through Matt Bryan's field goal.
You know, the other thing here is the way the Falcons secondary has created some turnovers. Mm-hmm. And, when William Moore went out in week four, I know there was a lot of concern over what's going to happen back there. You lose some veteran leadership, but give it up to the young safeties who have come in, Kamal, Des Southward. I mean, these guys have really, progressed, I think, since William Moore has been out. And I think you're seeing that in, as a result, just more turnovers. You're able to kind of create a little bit more. Quarterbacks don't know a whole lot about these guys right now, their tendencies, different things like that. But, when they're able to make some big plays, it seems like they're capitalizing on it.